Oh, he said, and his forehead smoothed back into marble. I came to Phoenix to talk some sense into you, to convince you to come back to Forks. His wide eyes were so earnest and sincere, I almost believed him myself. You agreed to see me, and you drove out to the hotel where I was staying with Carlisle and Alice. Of course, I was here with parental supervision, he inserted virtuously. But you tripped on the stairs on the way to my room and, well, you know the rest. You don't need to remember any details, though. You have a good excuse to be a little muddled about the finer points. I thought about it for a moment. There are a few flaws with that story. Like no broken windows? Not really, he said. Alice had a little bit too much fun fabricating evidence. It's all been taken care of very convincingly. You could probably sue the hotel if you wanted to. You have nothing to worry about, he promised, stroking my cheek with the lightest of touches. Your only job now is to heal. I wasn't so lost to the soreness or the fog of medication that I didn't respond to his touch. The beeping of the monitor jumped around erratically. Now he wasn't the only one who could hear my heart misbehave. That's going to be embarrassing, I muttered to myself. He chuckled, and a speculative look came into his eye. I wonder...